A word for you from Acts chapter 11, verse 18, the last part. Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. The leaders of the church, the elders here in the midst of revival, they are listening to Peter relating how he brought the gospel to the Gentiles. And God just poured out his Holy Spirit upon Cornelius and his household. God did as he wanted to do. It surprised Peter and it surprised the elders of the church. Peter, though, had been prepared by seeing the vision of the animals that he thought were unclean, but God had said that what he sanctifies, Peter should not call unclean. And so it was that Peter should not call the Gentiles unclean. And also, as the elders of the church and the leaders of the church in Jerusalem heard this, they held their peace, it says in the first part of our verse, and they glorified God. Instead of arguing with God, instead of withstanding God, as it says in verse 17, for Peter had said, how could I withstand God? If God is at work, how can I fight against him? And so too we often, even if something isn't clear in our mind and it surprises us, sometimes it shocks us, learn to hold your peace. Learn to glorify God. If he is at work, go along with him. And then they declared this wonderful statement at the end of verse 18. Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. They were fully conscious of the fact that repentance is a gift. And so it is true for you and me today, that as God granted the gift of repentance to those Jews at that time to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their way of salvation and bringing their sins to him, believing that through repentance Christ and Christ alone removes our guilt, it is a gift. And God had granted it now in this case to these Gentiles, and the gospel was to go. It was now to go to all of Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. And you and I, in that sense, are in the uttermost parts of the earth. Have you received this gift of repentance, or are you delaying it? Has God called you to repent? And you say, well, yes, tomorrow I'm going to really set my house in order. I'm going to really bring this to God for forgiveness. Remember, you're on dangerous ground if you think like that, for God grants repentance. In other words, it is a gift. It's not something that you can presume. But rather, when God speaks to you, listen to him, hold your peace, and accept his gift of repentance.